this BOAE. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Africa's drugs regulator said on Monday it was not approving an emergency use application for Russia's Sputnik COVID-19 shot for now, citing concerns about its safety for people at risk of HIV. South Africa has one of the world's highest HIV burdens, and some studies have suggested that the administration of some vaccines can lead to higher susceptibility to HIV in men. Viral vector vaccines like Sputnik use modified viruses as vehicles to carry genetic information that helps the body build immunity against future infections. South Africa's regulator says it has asked for data demonstrating Sputnik was safe in settings with high HIV prevalence, but it has not received enough to establish this. The developer behind Sputnik said, quote, concerns about the safety of the vaccines and population at risk for HIV infection are completely unfounded, adding South Africa would get all the information it needed. Sweden's foreign minister visited Israel on Monday, an effort to mend ties after years in which the two countries have been at odds over the conflict with Palestinians. Sweden's Social Democratic-led government recognized Palestinian statehood in 2014, making it the first large European country to do so since the end of the Cold War. Its former foreign minister's comments in support of the Palestinians drew angry responses from Israeli officials. Sweden's foreign minister said Monday, quote, we might not always agree, but good friends disagree, adding, quote, and I think it's really, really important that you know Sweden is a friend of Israel. The two spoke by phone last month, the first call between countries of foreign ministers in 7 years. This is VOA News. Iraq says it has detained the mastermind behind a deadly 2016 bombing in a Baghdad shopping center, which killed around 300 people and wounded 250. The car bombing in central Baghdad was the deadliest attack by a single bomber in the Iraqi capital after the 2003 U.S.-led invasion that toppled Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Two Iraqi intelligence officials said Monday the man, also an Iraqi, was detained during a complex operation that was carried out with the cooperation of a neighboring country they did not name. They say he was detained in an unnamed foreign country. Media controlled by northern Ethiopian forces said the government launched airstrikes on the capital of Tigray region on Monday, though the government denied the reports. The northern region's Tigrayan People's Liberation Front said the attack on the city of Mekele killed several civilians. An aid worker and a doctor in the region also said there had been an attack on the city. Ethiopia's government spokesman denied launching any attack. The TPLF, Tigray's former ruling party, says the government began a new offensive this month, though that's also not been confirmed by the government. Diplomats are worried that renewed fighting will further destabilize Ethiopia, a nation of 109 million people, and deepen hunger in Tigray and the surrounding regions. Colin Powell, the first Black U.S. Secretary of State and top military officer, died on Monday at the age of 84 due to complications from COVID-19. He was fully vaccinated, his family said in a statement on Facebook. Powell was one of America's foremost Black figures for decades, but he'll be forever associated with controversial presentation on February 5, 2003 to the UN Security Council, making President George W. Bush's case that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein constituted an imminent danger to the world because of its stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. Powell admitted later that the presentation was rife with inaccuracies and twisted intelligence provided by others in the Bush administration and represented, quote, a blot that will always be part of my record. And U.S. officials are working with Haitian authorities to try to secure the release of 12 adults and 5 children with an American-based missionary group who were abducted by a gang notorious for killings, kidnappings, and extortion. Police say the group was snatched by the gang on Saturday. As authorities seek the release, local unions and other organizations expect to launch a strike Monday to protest Haiti's worsening lack of security, the Western Hemisphere's poorest nation, again struggling with a spike in gang-related crimes. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.